KUTX 98.9. Jody Denberg live in Studio 1A. Cliff Hargrove and Jake Perlman are our engineers today for our performance by Papa Molly and his band. And what a band it is. We've got Matt Hubbard here on keyboards, Eldridge Goins on drums, and Brad Hauser on bass. And I think most of this band, maybe not Eldridge, will be at the One-to-One Bar tonight for a show. Rob Kidd will probably be there on the drums. And on that bill as well, Scrappy Judd Newcomb and the Derek Davis Band. Welcome back to Austin, Texas. Papa Molly, good to see you, sir.
Good to see you too, Juddy. How you doing?
I'm doing good because you're here. One of my all-time favorite musicians in the flesh, a man who's originally, grew up in Shreveport, Louisiana, and makes his home in New Orleans now, but you spent a nice chunk of time here in Austin.
I lived here a lot of years. I got family. I got roots here.
And I'm thinking the first time I ever saw you play, you were playing reggae with the Killer Bees?
That was probably correct, yep.
So, first of all, how did a guy from Louisiana wind up playing reggae in Austin?
In about 1977, I took a trip to Jamaica, and it really kind of turned my head around because it was right in the golden age of reggae music, and I came back and just wanted to start a reggae band, and as fate would have it, I met this guy from Jamaica named Cleveland Williams. And I called my friend Michael E. Johnson, and I'll never forget this. There was a long pause on the telephone. He said, "It'll never work." And then he said, "In Shreveport."
Because the Killer Bees were one of the most popular bands in Austin for the better part of a decade.
I mean, for a while there, you know, we were touring like almost 300 days a year. We were one of the first American bands ever invited to the Reggae Sunsplash in Jamaica, and won all kinds of accolades and awards, but you know, all good things eventually come to end. In this case, it was Michael passed away, and I just didn't feel like it would be the same without him, you know. So,
but you've played so many other great kinds of music, and the thread in all of them is you, because whether it's on your records like Thunder Chicken or Do Your Thing or the latest Music Is Love or working with the Seven Walkers or Cyril Neville. There's that Papa Molly thread that runs through everything that we're about to hear, and it's a great thing to hear. It lives up to the title, Music Is Love. Papa Molly tonight at the One-to-One Bar. We're going to talk some more in a little bit, but we're going to make some live music. You're doing an Al Green cover out of the box here?
Yeah, this is one of the songs that I've been playing this song in my live sets for years, and my producer that produced this most recent album, John Shalhoub, some of you guys may know him from his work with like John Hiatt and the Blind Boys of Alabama. he heard me do it live, and he was just like, we were already in the studio doing a batch of songs, and he said, "Oh, you got to do that one." I was like, "Well, that's been covered by a lot of people." He goes, "I don't care. Your version is the one." So it's called, I don't know about that, but here it goes anyway, you know.
I'm a Ram, live from Papa Molly on KUTX.
Thank you.
Yeah. Papa Molly live on KETX, an incredible band, Eldridge Goins on the drums. Mr. Brad Hauser, who's been in this room most recently, I think, with Greasy Wheels and has played, of course, with New Bohemians. And Mr. Matt Hubbard on the keyboards, who you know from his work with, well, Willie Nelson and Ray Price and with Papa Molly in a band called Seven Walkers that was out about 2010. Papa Molly and the band tonight at the 1-to-1 bar. Papa, let's talk for a second about Seven Walkers. It's talking about how you play in all sorts of styles. I think people dubbed Seven Walkers a jam band, maybe because you had the drummer of the Grateful Dead in your band.
That could have something to do with it. But yeah, it was kind of it was a jam band. We were very, you know, we immediately got this legion of Grateful Dead fans that were very interested to see what Bill was doing next. Bill Kreutzmann from the Grateful Dead, original founding member. He and I met at a festival, and soon after that, we started hanging out and playing music. And soon after that, Matt started playing with us as well. And then very soon after that, we started writing songs with Robert Hunter, who's, you know, the longtime lyricist with Jerry Garcia and the Grateful Dead. So we, in a very short period of time, we kind of got this legion of deadheads that were following us, as well as people that were into New Orleans music, because our bass player was George Porter Jr. from the Meters. So that kind of like, it added a new spin on it. The whole Grateful Dead catalog, which we performed some of that live, as well as some of the originals we were writing, but it was kind of a fresh new thing, you know?
A rhythm section of George Porter Jr. and Bill Kreutzmann. I just have to let that sink in once again, all these years later. Now, Bill's busy these days with Dead & Company. Will Seven Walkers ever play again?
I hope so. It's up totally up to him. We're all still good friends, and so there's no reason why it couldn't. It's just, like I say, it was the Grateful Dead 50th anniversary reunion shows, and they started preparing for that about, you know, a year and a half ahead of time, and then this Dead & Company thing's kind of taken over, and I'm really happy to see the surviving members doing something that's, you know, drawing a big crowd and getting good reviews. So
yeah, and I'm happy to see Bobby healthy too.
Yeah, me too.
It's really beautiful. Papa Molly has this band that's playing in Austin tonight. You have another band that you play with at home in New Orleans?
Well, there's so many great musicians in New Orleans, but occasionally when I can afford it, I still bring these guys down to play with me in New Orleans, because they know my material better than anybody. I've been playing with Matt for a long time now, and Rob Kidd, like you mentioned earlier, he's been playing with me for almost 13 years. So, there are other numerous bands that I play with as a side projects, and there's other numerous musicians I work with in the context of my own band.
What about MM&W?
Oh yeah, the band that I have called the M&Ms.
The M&Ms, yeah.
Which is John Medeski, myself, and Stanton Moore and Robert Mercurio from Galactic. So
wow. Well, you just bring so much joy to the music and to my ears whenever I've seen you for so many years, and I'm really grateful for it and grateful to have you here today and grateful to have Papa Molly back in Austin tonight at the 1-to-1 bar. His latest album came out last year called Music is Love, which is a David Crosby cover, and I should mention David turned 75 this weekend.
It's amazing, isn't it?
And wow. You did a great job with that song. Nice choice.
Thank you so much. Thank you. I think we're gonna actually do that one live tonight at the 1-to-1 bar, because my son and his girlfriend, they have a band called Smile, and also another band called Dreamboat, but they're both really amazing singers, and they're going to come out and sing that one with me tonight.
Nice.
Bust out the acoustic guitars and do it upright.
Yeah, Papa came by his name, honestly. You have seven children?
Yeah, that's true.
Yes.
Yep.
It's a beautiful thing. It's a family affair.
Thank you. It's one of those things, too. You can't really just wake up and start calling yourself something like that. You know, I was out on tour with these Jamaican musicians like over 30 years ago, and at that time, I had four kids, and they were all still pretty young, and I was still really young too to have four kids. So the name started as a joke, you know. People, these Jamaican guys were just ribbing me about, you know, having so many kids at my age. So,
well, it fits. Papa Molly and band tonight at the 1-to-1 and live on KETX. What are you thinking next?
We're gonna do one called "Make a Way," which is a tune that I wrote with the help of the Reverend Goat Carson is really very colorful and mystical character in New Orleans. I've known him for years. He's a Cherokee medicine man that hangs out with the Mardi Gras Indians. And he and I came up with this one one day, and then we put it to tape, and let's try it right now.
Thank you.
right. Papa Molly live on KETX. Make a way. Make way for Papa Molly tonight at the One-to-One with this amazing band. Also on the bill, Scrappy Judd Newcomb and the Derek Davis Band. Papa's latest album is Music is Love. I hope things are going well for you back there in New Orleans.
Things are going so well. Thank you for asking me to come here today, Judd. It's good to see you again, man. It's been a long time.
The door is always open for you, Papa Molly.
Much love, brother.
And thank you for the music. Papa Molly, live on KETX. We've got the multimedia crew here, so these guys are going to stick around and cut one more song, and then we're going to post some video and audio on KETX.org next week. And I want to thank our engineers, Cliff Hargrove and Jake Perlman. This is Jody Denberg, and you're listening to KETX.